Giant Urban States, crossing through the turnstile at Paris's Gare du Nord to platform 36, where we're meeting the collective who take the same name, but in French, K36. It's their blend of friendship and commercial strategy that convinced the SNCF art residency program, Garant Connections, to fund their festival, bringing street art into the train stations. Leading our way is a charismatic jeunesse who, alongside his day job, heads up collective K36. We're commuters of Gare du Nord, and we've strived to brighten up the place, to reawaken these abandoned walls. Street art blends into its environment to better enhance it, question it by using humour, irony and absurd. It questions the traveller's eye, aiming at communicating with a large audience. It's only natural that we chose Gare du Nord, such a cosmopolitan place to do this. Gare du Nord isn't turning into a gallery, quite the contrary. The railway station is celebrating the freedom to create and change our environment to brighten up our daily life. Jeunesse's ideas are rooted in the idea of collectivism, and at its most ideal means something done by regular people for the benefit and well-being of the masses, giving back in short. In this case, to commuters by commuters. Of the 16 members of the association K36, they themselves are commuters, passing through Gare du Nord, which amounts to a staggering 700,000 daily passages.
We realized that the train station, especially this one, was like super busy, but also super ugly, not enough light, not enough color, and we were passing through this station every day. So we were like, we need to change this, we need to give back, and we worked like 2 years to make this idea happen. A group of friends, we create a collective to be able to do this event. It's the art taking back the streets, the art being in like a public places and not like in a gallery or something, so that's interesting for us.
Talking with Parisian Suzanne Mail, whose commute these days takes them between Paris and Amsterdam. They worked for a long time before presenting a commercially feasible financial and creative strategy to SNCF's Garant Connections team. It's the sum of this enthusiasm, bound in with their competence, that brings us K-side today. Here's Kimmy from the collective with her own unbounding enthusiasm on how the spirit of the collective has evolved.
We're an association, we're 16 members and we're all volunteers. Some of us have a job, others are still studying, and we're just passionate about it. 2 years ago, Jonas, our president, had this crazy idea, why not put some street art in Gare du Nord? And then Mathieu, the vice president, took him seriously, and then they gathered people around them after months and months, and 2 years later, we're here with SNCF with this project in the station. It's kind of incredible. It's achieving your dream, kind of. It shows that when you have enough will, you can do nearly anything you want.
SNCF's Garant Connections team have responsibility for rolling out France's National Railway Station's cultural policy. And for supporting K36 to manage this art residency, they pledged the initiative with around 90% of the money, topped up by Region Île-de-France and also the Mairie of the 10th District. To secure funding first meant really gaining trust, and it's K36's competent manner, showing unity and commitment, that impressed SNCF's Garant Connections General Secretary. Pierre Louis heads up various teams related to station well-being. This includes strategy, brand, comms, cultural policy, public affairs and international development. With an overarching view of all disciplines, he can easily spot out a good, competent project proposal, so long as the main project objective really does complement the team's overarching railway station policy.
In France, culture has to be brought into the station and shared with people, with all our travellers. The French Ministry of Culture is here supporting us on this policy that we will expand all around France. It was an attractive project because we wanted street art to be in our stations and in the public, bringing that talent into the station. Was working with professionals and artists who wanted to come here to cope with the stations and the public.
Art Residency then is scouting your ideas too, and through an open call for creation, you or an artist you know will get to be featured alongside other established artists and rising stars on the scene, including B-Toy, Fafi, Coolcore, and SP38. We caught up with SP38, who shares insights on becoming part of this street art festival, which on social media is #artresidence, also introducing his style and approach.
I'm here for the art residence in Gare du Nord. and I came from Berlin. I'm making posters and I paste them in streets in different cities all over the world. Like the big stickers on the facade here on Gardino.
And the sticker, what does it say?
Escape. I have a simple style only with slogan. Really good because it's a mix of different techniques and to meet some other artists, to meet the public too, and to...
And the sliding doors on this inaugural journey are wide open, allowing us a privileged peek at the first finished street art frescoes, and accompanied by the Garen Connections team, Collective K36, Ile-de-France, France's Minister for Culture and Communication, Fleur Pellerin. Here sounds of the minister along K36, with the Spanish street artist Duron, with Duron's friend kindly on hand as interpreter. Echoing Jeunesse's speech earlier, paraphrasing that it's great to see something welcome yet disruptive, recognizing street art's social and economic value, a great success. Live artworks and happenings in the massive Gare Nord complex run across the station's two upper and two subterranean levels, punctuating the daily commute with a shimmering route of colour and luminosity. Visiting and commuting through Gare Nord now means boasting you've visited Europe's largest passenger station art space. For the open call, here's Kimmy listing the whys and hows on submitting work. Listen up.
People came by and asked us, can I paint on the wall in Gare du Nord? So we're organizing a competition, a contest for all the creative people who wanted to take part so that they can also have a wall and paint it in Gare du Nord. It's going to be a first selection on Facebook by K36 and then a second selection with a jury, people from SSF, an artist from the project, Coulcor, also people from the region, Ile-de-France. Send their project with a visual or a sketch and also just a sentence explaining what they want to do.
So entries should be emailed by midnight 23rd of July 2015 to contact@k36.org, QUAI36.org. I'll repeat this detail a little later. So get on board in this incredible adventure.
We're really delighted because this event was made by commuters. We were commuters at Gare du Nord for commuters, and they're really happy about it. They say, thanks for the colors. We're so happy to have this, and they can talk to the artists. Everyone is happy, the commuters and also the people working at Gare du Nord. So it's an incredible adventure.
Managing an artistic intervention in a public space is complex. There's issues of logistics, safety, security, and of course, financial and legal to iron out, which equates to a green lighting or a proposal getting rejected. And having diversity in the collective of friends, now called K36, is leading to their relative success.
All the collective all have different skills. There is production people, there is lawyer,
commercial people,
PR, digital people.
Yeah.
And Garen Connections are also employing different skills to engage commuters and station visitors. What is the fit, I wonder, for a visual arts initiative as part of SNCF's wider city stations strategy? Here's the big ticket.
Bringing street art artists to the station is bringing life into crowded and sometimes dark spaces. There will be a metamorphosis beyond art from 2015 to 2023, extending the station and doing a better and bigger station than St. Pancras in London. There aren't only travellers at the stations, but also visitors passing through, which represents more than 20% of the whole customers getting into the stations every day. Our policy is really to put the station into the neighbourhood, into the city, and the city into the station, so we want to open the station.
And for our departure from Gare du Nord, a music clip from La Raffinée de l'Equimos, another station, same train. Remember to email with your open call, entries by midnight 23rd of July 2015, to contact@k36.org, QUAI36.org. You're journeying without Urban Arts Boy for WRP, World Radio Paris, Urban State Season 2, Episode 11, Commuters, Connections, and Collectivism.